time for the podcast, guys. Here we are in the podcast studio.
Are your headphones plugged in now?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, because you were around this side of the desk, Alana.
Is that a problem?
Well, you unplugged my headphones, so I'm like, going, what's
He's going, hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Why can't I hear this? Well, the microphone's up. What the fuck is going on?
That's the first time they check, I tell you, at radio school. Check that it's plugged in, first of all.
You went to radio school?
Yeah, I went to radio school.
I thought the first thing about radio school was don't say fuck.
Well, that's very true.
Robin, I'm afraid you've failed.
Sorry about that. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. I've no idea what number it is. Does anybody care?
42.
Is it 42?
42.
Hello there, Chief. It's 42.
Or as intern Gary likes to say,
42.
42. That's right. Yeah. Well, it's actually, it's 42 this week.
40.
Because we've had a shiter of a week. I don't know what happened this week on the show, but I'm warning you in advance, it's not our finest work.
Also, the podcast is probably going to be a lot shorter than previous weeks, just because.
In fact, that was the podcast. Bye-bye.
Do you know what, though? It's a bit like any job. Once you do something for so long, you're going to have weeks that are not as good as others. It's just not ideal if maybe that job is a pilot or a surgeon, because if you have an off week, then it's kind of awkward.
Death.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you wanting some of the clips that we have just to explain how, just from the titles, you can tell how poor it's going to be?
Yeah, go on then, okay. Tell us. Yeah, because I've no idea what we're doing on the show.
Yeah, we've got one called Exam Season. That sounds a bit fun as exams.
Exam Season? I don't even remember that.
This is when we talk about you not having an education.
Oh, that,
Actually, we also have Robin's Early Years.
No, that's not going on there. That didn't make the cut.
That didn't make it. Oh, no, it's made the podcast.
Has it?
Well, it shouldn't.
I thought it wasn't making the.
Nah.
I thought it was the Saturday show.
Get it off. Yeah. So when we said at the beginning it was going to be about 15 minutes, it's now down to 5.
I think so, yeah. There were a few clips there that we kind of were clutching at straws to make, and to be honest, it would be an insult to put them on the podcast.
I done a driving test.
You did?
No, you did a driving test. You didn't
right.
done.
Rebecca keeps
I
picking it up.
Did,
I think Rebecca is picking up on this as well, that I keep saying things wrong, such as, oh yes, I've been there. Apparently that's wrong.
I've been there?
Yeah.
No, I've been there is fine.
Is it? Oh, I can't remember what she said.
Did you go on holiday? Yes, I've been there.
Yeah, I think she was trying to.
I've, you know, you'd say I've went there.
I went there. The new shopping centre. Yeah, I went there.
Oh, that's right.
The weekend.
Yeah, that's right. But if you said I've went there,
I've went there.
That was wrong.
Australia, I've went there.
No, you have. But, oh God.
This is really just an example of how this episode.
This is carried on into the podcast. Have you noticed that?
I really thought we were going to be able to just separate it, but apparently not.
Well, I think it's actually Alana's fault.
Why is it my fault?
Well, because Robin's been away. He's recharged, rejuvenated.
Well, last week was okay.
Just this week, really good,
because she's away on holiday, she doesn't care.
It's the coronation.
Oh. That's what it is. We had too many egg meal sandwiches and
pushed us
just,
over the edge.
Yeah, we can't cope. It's not good. I blame the king.
Yeah,
it's his fault.
Not my king.
Sorry, I forgot you loved the king and queen.
No, that was me saying not my not king.
All right, okay. I thought you were saying don't slag my king.
No, that's maybe
not my king.
That's maybe what all those people with the placards were talking about. They love Charles. They're like, people are going, get the royal family out. Not my king.
Keep him there.
That's why grammar is very important.
Indeed, it is. And with that, I think we'll try and start this. I can't say that word.
Abomination
of a podcast. Good save, Alana. Northern Irish Lee says, good morning, Pure Family. Wow, it's been ages since I've been in touch. A lot has happened since then. We've announced the birth of my baby girl, born on May the 4th. I did predict feet up, chill, and listen to Pure Radio. However wrong I was. Have a lovely day, everyone. And there's a picture. Oh, that's nice. That's so nice. I'm really good with other people's kids.
No, you're not.
You said that.
You're the most awkward person around children ever.
Is that what you think?
Do you not remember when Lynn Hogan brought in her children and you were holding one over a balcony?
No.
To show them the view.
So like Michael Jackson?
It did
no.
not look
on
safe.
Not
it did
like
not look safe.
Blanket.
Do you want to see over the balcony? Put the child down, Robin.
No, I wasn't holding or dangling the child.
It looked like dangling to me.
I thought
you also talk to children as if they're adults. Oh, hi, how are you doing? How are your shares doing?
Well, they want to patronise.
What about that inflation?
How are your shares doing?
So, IndieRef 2, what are you thinking?
Robin Gallery takes on a podcast, season 2. Maybe this season will be bearable. Probably not.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
That's Trump, isn't it?
Yes, I believe so.
It was the China Grand Prix, I think. So, last week, intern Gary resat his driving test.
Yes.
thanks to Nikki from NL School of Motoring.
It was terrifying. I forgot how stressful
excited
driving lessons are.
Think your test as well. There's one thing doing an exam where you're sitting yourself, but because someone's looking over your shoulder and watching your every move, it's a lot of pressure.
You are under. Did you feel under pressure?
Oh yeah, incredible amounts of pressure. And then I've got Jamie in the back as well, right, who was chipping in with some thoughts on my driving as well, which didn't ease the nerves. No, it didn't.
Okay, so picture the scene. We've got intern Gary under pressure, sitting next to him. We've got Nikki. Jamie is the backseat driver.
Yep.
We filmed this as well, so keep an eye on our socials at Pure Radio Scott. It'll be up soon. But here's how it went. So have we got a pass or a fail? Let's find out.
When you're ready, we're going to follow the road ahead, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Just don't kill us,
okay.
Okay.
I think we have a choice if you kill us right.
And for the record, you never checked your blind spot when we moved off. That's a serious fault.
Is that serious?
Absolutely. Off to a great start, but we'll let that one slide. Good, signalling off.
There we go.
End of the road, so a bit shaky off the clutch there. You alright back there, Jamie?
You hold on.
Lucky I've got insurance, Gary.
Right. Oh, I'm not doing the gears
though
either now.
That's any second. Yeah. Well done, Storm, at the stop sign. That's one that catches a lot of folk out.
I want to come on your show, Tate.
You want to come on?
Aye, I think it'd be class.
What do you want to do? What would be your...
I mean, just talk. Talk.
Just a wee talk show.
Get your pal to notice me again.
Has he noticed you already?
Aye, he's a never answered.
Normally have a radio on or anything when you're doing lessons. Do you want them to concentrate and focus just on the road?
So I don't usually have the radio on.
That's not great for our
fingers,
to be fair.
Not good.
Which one you've done so far?
I think
it's
whoa, that is a fault.
That wasn't my fault.
Whose fault was that, Jamie?
Is that guy's fault?
Good. I'd have a wee serious fault in your test there, stalling on a roundabout. So we just passed, Gary.
A school?
A
delusional
school, a psycho school, or a normal school?
There was flashing lights back there.
Is this 20 miles per hour?
What are you doing?
Doing 23 just now.
23?
Yeah.
Maybe 24, 25, was it?
Yeah, it was.
It was.
There was a guy right behind me, he's turned off now.
He turned off now. You're still going 24. That's another serious fault, Gary.
Oh, no.
How many has that been so far?
It's been a few. I've lost count. I've lost count.
Oh, no.
So, at the next roundabout, we're going to go straight on.
We heard Nicola Sturgeon was doing her driving lessons.
I saw that in the news, actually.
Yeah. Are you a bit disappointed she didn't ask you?
Well, hi.
I think the footage would have got from that.
That would have been good.
She might be a better driver than an MP.
Controversial.
I've had fun.
Good. That's all that matters, Jamie. As long as you've enjoyed yourself. Pull up on the right here, Gary.
Nice.
Oh, don't worry, cover your boobs.
Please don't.
There you go.
Please. How do you think you done, Gary?
Well... I think we kind of know.
Doesn't sound good to me. I'll be intrigued.
No. Okay, he's the man of the moment. It's Nikki from NL School of Motoring in Paisley.
Airdrie. Airdrie.
Oh, he's moved.
From that audio that you just played out, it didn't sound like it
didn't
went really
good.
Well.
No, it's well, we're about to find out now, because Nikki is on the phone from his bed. Oh, no, he's not. He's in the car. Nikki, good morning.
Good morning, how y'all doing?
We're good, thanks for coming on, and thanks for putting up with this reprobate.
No need for that.
Yeah. So talk us through what he was like, because obviously he has passed his test. I mean, this guy's driving.
I'm very surprised, Robin.
That's not a good start.
The drive was okay. I think I've got to cut him some slack with Jamie in the back. being Jamie, it was a bit stressful for him.
And I couldn't get used to the clutch, hence all the stalling, which I'm still standing by.
It was a different car,
wasn't it?
Exactly. And my car's got a very specific
biting point.
Yes, it's very high, so you know it's just natural habit for me.
Yeah, but I mean, there was at one point, Nicky, he was driving at 25 past a school. What the hell?
Yeah, that's pretty dangerous, isn't it?
Past 12. They should have been in the school. They shouldn't have been out in the roads.
Even Nicky told you to slow down. You're still doing 23.
Yeah, the alarm alarming part was he was told and he still continues at 25. So
we're in a rush, right?
Could you fail your test on that? Is it not like 10 miles per hour, give or take?
10
if
miles
you're doing
an hour?
Your test?
No. I think you need to go on another driving test too.
You think you can go 40 and a 30 in a test?
I thought they gave you like 10 at either side.
No.
Before it was so not safe.
Try that with the police the next time you're pulled over.
I thought it was 10 miles per hour either side.
Bring
sorry
the
about that.
Yeah,
so
that.
Do I, Nicky. So do I. Was it a pass or was it a fail?
I think if it was a real test, I think it may have been a big fat fail. But the camera rolling and Jamie in the back, I think I may give him a borderline pass. I don't think Octavie's
borderline
pass.
It's like a C minus or something.
Could we say hello and good luck to everybody sitting their iTech complementary therapy exams today at Kingsway Campus in Dundee? We can do that.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Of course, because it's exam season.
What is that then? Complementary therapy?
Unsure. iTech I don't think iTech. We had that.
Should we have a look? See, complementary therapy?
Let's see. Beauty and sports therapy.
All right.
As part of it, I think.
That's good. So you get a massage and a spray tan.
Quite a good exam.
Yeah? Quite good, yeah. Well done, you passed.
Well, it's a great exam, actually. Shoulders are a little bit tense, but they're feeling a lot better
but
now.
I look fantastic. Thanks, Marianne, for messaging in.
When do the exams start? Is it just now then? A lot of kids and stuff will be starting to do their hires and their national finals.
Maybe at May time, yeah.
Right.
In fact, yeah, I think I know a few people that have
started already.
I was going to say, look, if it all goes horribly wrong, you'll always get a job in radio because I have no qualifications whatsoever. Neither do you, intern Gary. You do.
I've got one hire and I've got a college
a higher. But look at Miss Cleverclogs over there. We've got a first.
I mean, it's not to say that you shouldn't do well in your exams. That's probably not the best message to be given out to the kids that are sitting their exams today, but don't stress. I think
no, don't stress is what I meant.
But you should still do your best.
Oh, yeah.
Kids on the way to the exams just now and being like, just go home. There's no point.
No, don't stress. Give it your best shot.
Yeah.
There are some jobs that still have two piles and it's like qualifications and non-qualifications.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, some people, you don't even get the chance to have a look at the resume. You just go straight in the, nah, no chance point. So do your best.
But radio, Robert actually prefers that if you have no qualifications.
Yeah. Sorry, you're overqualified. Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. Proof that while anyone can do a podcast, not everyone should do a podcast. Pure Radio. This is the Robin Galloway. No, it's not. Robin Galloway. Well, it is. No, it's not.
It's Robin Galloway takes on a podcast.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast, and now it's time for the bit in the middle. Do you know anything about this, Alana?
I have no idea.
Okay, over to intern Gary.
Don't look at me. I don't have any idea about this either.
Not a clue.
Nothing
going
funny
on
to say.
You've got nothing.
Oh no, I do have. I had a funny story that I thought about the other day.
Okay, tell us the funny story.
So you know, like common myths and misconceptions. Like people say, oh, if you do this, this
you're holding a yawn, Robin.
No, I'm just listening. No, I'm
staring at
I'm sorry, I'm just concentrating on what the hell he's going to say here.
Yeah, I don't know if you're going to enjoy this. Maybe not. Maybe you don't find it funny, but I thought it was quite funny. No, so you get like all these different myths and stuff. Like, so basically what happened is a few months ago when I was working at Domino's, my friend told me a myth and we wanted to see if it was true or not. So you know all the myths you get like...
Is this like a conspiracy theory?
Not so much, but like, you know, like pineapple, eating pineapple... apparently improves different
carrots can make you see in the dark.
Carrots make you see in the dark.
Eating your crust will give you curly hair.
But what exactly. Do you know what pineapples are supposed to do though?
Yeah, do you know?
Oh gosh, I don't want to know. What are pineapples supposed to do?
They're supposed to give you
better tasting
yes
areas.
They are.
So my friend told me, my old boss Alistair.
So have you tried this out? Oh god, I don't like where this is going.
Oh go on, Alana, it's 25 a day.
Me and my boss did not do the one with pineapple. He told me apparently apple juice, and this is, I've seen this going about quite often, people saying apple juice makes the male appendage bigger.
Have
you heard
that.
This one? So me,
but I'm going on Amazon right away.
Me and my boss started drinking apple juice for months.
And then check to see.
And
no, we didn't check each other. No, we just thought we were like, let's see. So we just started drinking loads of apple juice.
Get the tape measure out.
Just to see. We didn't see any difference.
You'd measure it against a Domino's pizza.
You know when people
last
start
week
going...
it was a personal. Now it's a 6-inch. Sure.
You know people have those like personal photos when they go to like training and stuff like that. You should have done that with the apple juice theory.
Oh yeah.
Before and after.
Definitely.
Well, I can definitely see a difference. The apple juice is working.
But no, I just thought, I didn't know if you guys had ever heard of any common myths or something that you
don't think I can
not
talk
believe
that.
I didn't believe in it. I knew it wouldn't happen, but just tried out. Just out of your curiosity to see
nope.
If it would do anything.
if we see you eating a pineapple and drinking apple juice, though, we're going to be very suspicious.
Now you've told Alana, you know what's going to happen, don't you? You know
what is going to happen?
Well, Alana's just going to, like, if you're eating an apple, she's going to, like, stare at your crotch. What kind of an apple? A Cox's Piffin. That's a type of apple.
That's such a niche joke.
Yeah,
I think we understood that one.
Yeah, but gosh. I'll tell you what, farmers everywhere are pissing themselves.
I also heard as well, cranberry juice is apparently helps.
That's good for cystitis,
UTI.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is this true? What's?
I mean, that's not a myth. That's just true.
Is that true?
The apple juice thing sounds like a myth, but cranberry juice, no, it's definitely not.
Why is it? How does it help? Does it make you pee more? Or
I don't know.
Are you supposed to help?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What about the... Well, it's not a myth, because it's true, isn't it?
Well,
if
yes,
you, if you eat asparagus, it makes
your
piss smell.
It makes
your pee smell, yeah.
It's apparently, what is it? Honey puffs? Sugar puffs?
You're joking. Yeah.
Sugar puffs makes your pee...
You never heard?
No, they do.
Yeah, smell. It does, yeah.
You ever heard someone say, oh, I've done a pee this morning, it smelled like a bowl of sugar puffs?
Yeah. Never heard that before.
Oh, that is a horrible expression. I am learning things on this podcast that I never needed to
know.
Well,
there you are.
It's
an education.
I've got more. Okay.
Corrupting Alana.
No, I'm just saying, I take vitamins every day in the morning. And the reason I know if I haven't taken them is because if I go to pee and it's clear, I go, oh, I forgot my vitamins, I'll go take them. Because when you take vitamins, as everyone
who
knows...
Who needs to set a reminder?
How
the colour of your piss.
How yellow does your pee go if you take vitamins?
Oh, yeah. Banana yellow.
Yeah.
You can just you two at the toilet and intern Gary standing beside Robin.
Robin,
was
you
it
forgot
cocoa?
To...
Yeah, I'll be like, I see you haven't had your vitamins today.
And you've not been drinking your apple juice.
Fucking hell, you've been having a lot of apple juice. Okay.
Well, that's the only fun little story I have.
That's it. I think that'll do.
I think that's enough. Please, right. No more.
And now back to the podcast. The Robin Galloway Breakfast Show with me and with Alana. Hello, Alana.
Hello, Robin.
And intern Gary.
Hi, Robin.
Hello, intern Gary.
Hi, how are you?
How's everybody?
I'm good, thank you.
How was your night last night? Anything exciting happen?
I went to my parents' house and my stepmom painted my toes.
Wow. Really?
What?
What an image that is.
Why is that an image? She's got a gel kit and I don't have one.
Why don't you paint your own toes?
Because she's got a gel kit.
So you went round to talk us through. You arrived.
So I arrived at 6:40.
Right.
And took my shoes off. She painted my feet.
Right. Did you have sandals on?
No.
To make it easier? No. So you had socks and shoes on, trainers.
You obviously take the socks off before you paint
socks
the toes
off. And so you just went, how long were you there?
An hour.
How does one instigate this sort of encounter?
She texted me and said, would you like me to paint your toes before we go on holiday?
That's even worse. That's just the
weird. Why is that weird?
Weirdest thing. Only your toes?
Yeah, because I get my nails done by a lady.
Who's?
Why doesn't she do both?
Yeah, why doesn't she do both?
Well, it's just normally I only go for the nails, but Avon has a gel kit, which is gel polish.
Well, why couldn't
different.
She have done your nails on your hands?
Well, these were already done. We're trying to do them again, and plus the girl that I go to is really good.
Right.
How?
Why are you so baffled by
did
this?
Did you get like a pedicure as well? We were at it, or?
No, just...
Does
toes.
Your mum know that your stepmom paints your toenails?
Don't tell her, please.
Oh.
Right.
You need to keep this a secret.
Right.
She'll be very upset.
It's out there now, isn't it?
Mm, yeah, it's true.
How do you let other people touch your toes? Because I've got very sensitive, tickly feet.
Well, she touches my toenails, not my toes.
Yeah, but you've got to hold your feet, don't you, to paint them?
And was this just a random text out of the blue?
Yeah, she texted me on Monday and said, would you...
Oh, right. I thought it was like half an hour before. Hey, what are you doing now? Would you like to pop around and paint your toenails?
Have you never had one of those messages before, Robin?
No, I haven't. But tell your stepmom, Yvonne, if she wants to invite me around, I'll be there.
You should just text her just now and say, hey.
The next... I'll message her. So we have little bants on Instagram.
You do? Bants. Just little bants, not big bants.
In fact, I knew that you were going on holiday next week before you did.
Yes, because
she
asked.
Said, it's a bit of a surprise. Robbie is coming home, your brother. I want to take them all away and paint everybody's toes.
Robbie gets toenails painted.
Robin Galloway still takes on a podcast. Sadly...
Funny time. Stop. Funny time.
Hello.
Stacey, good morning.
Hi.
Robin Galloway at Pure Radio here. Got Alana and intern Gary as well. Say good morning to Stacey, guys.
Morning.
Hi, Stacey.
Stacey, you have entered somebody for a Pure Fanny of the Week. Who might that be?
My son, Nathan.
Right, your son, Nathan. So come on, tell us the story. What happened?
He turned 17 in November.
Right.
Before he turned 17, he saved up and bought himself a car.
Oh, nice.
So he put himself through his driving lessons and he passed first time in a matter of weeks.
Wow.
In February, he'd only been driving 2 or 3 weeks. He has crashed his car and it's been in the garage ever since.
Oh, that's so good. He's all right, first of all. He's okay.
Oh, yeah. He's fine. Passengers were fine. Just unfortunately, his car isn't so fine.
I take it the car's basically been written off then.
It has, but we're going to try and get it fixed.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, not a lot of luck there, to be honest.
No, does he watch a lot of Formula One?
No.
Is he called Lewis Hamilton?
So you, as his mum, thought he would be an ideal candidate for Pure Fanny of the Week. I love it.
Definitely the biggest one about, yeah.
Okay, so we need to get a hold of your son's. Nathan is his name, is that right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so we're...
How will he feel about this nomination?
Yeah.
I think he'll be embarrassed.
Yeah, well...
Do you know what? It's all about teaching him a lesson.
That's what happens when you write off your car. Well, mum knows best.
Will he answer?
I don't know.
They can't be driving, so.
There you go.
Hello? Hi there.
Hi, Nathan. Robin Galloway at Pure Radio here. Hi, Nathan. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
No, not bad. I like that very nonchalant. Yeah, I'm fine. I've got your mum on the other line, Stacey.
Hi,
yeah.
Nathan.
She has contacted Pure Radio and she's nominated you for something. Can you think what it might be?
No, not really.
Right. Well, you know you crashed your car after just passing your test.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. She's nominated you for Pure Fanny of the Week.
Well,
not a new car, sadly, but possibly a Pure Fanny of the Week mug.
Am I on the radio?
You are on the radio, so please don't swear.
We have to run it through the fannyometer first.
We're
going
to run it through the fannyometer, Nathan, and let's see if it goes to 10, then this is great news for you.
Fanny of the Week.
Well, it's great news for your mum. Great news for somebody.
Think it's going to go, guys. Yeah.
Fanny time.
Yes! It's official. Nathan, you are this week's Pure Radio Fanny of the Week. How do you feel?
Delighted.
Stacey, have you anything to say? Mum, anything to say to Nathan?
No, I think I've said everything I need to say to Nathan.
Well, you've got one more thing to do, Nathan. You've got to say those words.
I'm a pure fan.
Yay! Well done. Stay on the line. We'll get you details. We'll send you a Pure Fanny of the Week mug.
Yeah, you just get out of
there.
I can't be
asked. He's too busy on Auto Trader.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. Proof that while anyone can do a podcast, not everyone should do a podcast. Pure
Radio. How old are you now?
22.
Intern Gary. Always be Intern Gary, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think you like Intern Gary.
Yeah, I don't mind it. People always say to me, oh, does it not bother you? No,
who said that?
Oh, lots of people. Why are you still Intern Gary?
Like who?
Names.
Name some names, yeah.
I just like friends and family. They go, why are you still calling you Intern Gary?
Well, your dad, Gordon.
No, he doesn't care.
Sheena, your mum?
She doesn't care.
Georgie, your girlfriend?
Definitely do, because you said a lot of people are saying this, but you're not naming any names.
Just friends and family.
Give us a name, then.
They go, why are you still called Intern Gary?
Who's a family member?
One of my friends.
I think it's...
I think so too. Yeah. She's listening.
No,
right,
she likes to call me Intern Gary.
Oh, does she? Really?
Yeah. Right, okay. Too much.
Wow.
She's got too much of an insight into your life there. I didn't need to know.
Does she use ASMR when she says it?
She whispers in my ear.
Yeah.
How would you use ASMR when you say that, Robin? Please give us an example.
Well, she could be like,
good morning.
Hello, Intern Gary.
Who's a good intern?
Gary, what would you like to do next?
Who's a good intern? Hmm?
I feel so uncomfortable. Please play travel.
I'm a good intern. I'm a good intern.
That's how Alana talks to her dog. I'm assuming that we'll be doing the FTE 5 to 3 today at about 20 to 7.
You're actually wrong. We're going to do it right now. No, I'm kidding on you. Probably about 20 to 7.
You're confusing everyone now.
She doesn't care. She's going on holiday next week. She's going to do nothing on this
Cancel her holidays.
Except be here.
I'll go on my holiday even if Robin cancels them.
Could do it sacked.
Right now she's sitting painting her nails. Not her toenails.
No.
Because
that was
already...
done. That was done by her, which I still think
is weird.
I was talking to Aussie girl Rebecca about this and she agreed with me that it's not weird.
It's not weird. So if you missed yesterday's show, Alana went round to her stepmom's because she said, come round, I'll paint your nails for you. Okay.
Why is that weird?
It's just strange.
She has a gel kit, like I said, and if you know, when you paint your toenails, it comes off and it chips quite easily.
So if I said to you, I've got a gel kit, I'll paint your toenails.
Well, that's weird. weird because you're my boss.
See, that's
weird, but your stepmom asking if you would like your toenails painted is not weird.
It's a very nice thing to do.
My dad texts me and was like, Gary, come down the stairs and I'll dry your hair for you. That's weird.
There you are.
But that's different. But then if Yvonne, my stepmom, said that to me, I'd be like, right, okay, because she can dry it a lot nicer. She's done that before as well.
I mean, honestly, if my stepmom, obviously I don't have a stepmom because she's dead.
Well, your stepmom's dead. I thought it was just a mum you had.
Yeah. All mums.
Okay.
Gone.
What were you going to say there?
If she said, come on downstairs and I'll thread your eyebrows, I'd be like, nah.
Well, that would be weird if your dead stepmom texts you, which you don't have, and said, I will thread your eyebrows. That was the first piece of contact they had in 10 years. Yeah, you're right. That would be weird.
So I went to a seance the other night. And my dead stepmom... Contact.
I'm setting out this one.
She wasn't a fan of the monobrow. She'd had enough. She had to haunt you from the dead.
The Ouija board is going to T-H. Oh, it's your mum. She wants to thread your eyebrows.
Pure Radio.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. The classic. Classic wind-up.
Hello.
Hello there. Hello. Is that the creamy?
Sorry?
Is that the crematory?
Sorry?
Is that the crematorium?
Yes.
Aye, hello there, it's Hector here, Hector Brocklebank from HB Fash.
Sorry, you're the who?
No, I'm not the who, this is Hector Brocklebank from HB Fash.
Right.
And I'm in malaria at the moment. I've got through to the crematorium, have I?
Yes.
How's business?
Sorry, I don't know who you are.
Oh, well, you probably wouldn't, because I don't think we've actually met. But my name is Hector, Hector Brocklebank from HB Fash. I'm the owner and proprietor of HB Fash.
I mean, I don't know what that name is.
Fash?
Sorry?
In the Fash trade.
In the...
Fash?
No, I'm afraid it makes no sense to me at all.
Cod and Huddock.
Pardon?
Cod and Huddock.
Cod and Haddock?
Uh-huh. Fash. Yeah. The Fash trade. I drive a lorry with Fash in the back of it.
I'm sorry, you've got... I don't understand at all what this conversation is going on about.
Sorry, you do speak English.
Yes.
Hector Brocklebank is my name.
Yeah.
And my game is Fash. I'm in the Fash business. Hector Brocklebank, HB Fash. Are we clear on that?
Flash.
Fash.
Flash.
Cod and Huddock.
Sorry, you've got...
I was after a favour.
Right, carry on.
I normally go to Arbroath for my smokies, you see. But unfortunately, they've had a gas cut. And I was wondering if I could take my 15 tonnes of Huddock into you guys and you could smoke them for me.
I cannot wait.
And Tangari is very, very excited. How excited are you? Scale of 1 to 10. 10
like
being 10. High.
Yeah, yeah. I'm very upset at the end of the show every year because I'm like, I've got to wait another year for
Christmas?
This to come back. It is like Christmas, yeah.
And it was particularly good last year. A lot of people who maybe aren't that into Eurovision got into it because it was very exciting.
It was just something to do, and I think because the UK... we're doing really well. We wanted to watch it.
I think so. And there was the whole Ukraine stuff as well.
Absolutely.
Wasn't happy about that. The whole... Everyone's like, oh, how great was Eurovision? Yeah, where were you watching it when we get 0 points the year before?
You're a diehard. Yeah, well, we're about to find out how much of a Eurovision superfan you are, intern Gary, because we found Tiago, who's on the phone just now. He's coming on to test you on your Eurovision skills. Let's say good morning to Tiago. Tiago, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, thanks for coming on and doing this today. Now, Tiago, you are originally from Portugal. You live in London, but your boyfriend's from Aberdeen. Is that right?
Yeah, indeed.
And
yeah,
is he posh Aberdeen, or is he like...
No, he's originally from Glasgow. I think Aberdeen was just
Do you get the Aberdeen accent? You know, the fit like Tiago. Fool you, Dean.
I can understand it.
You
all.
Can understand
I think
that.
I'm all right now. I've practiced enough to
disparage. Took you a long time.
That's fine. That's great. Well, listen, thanks for coming on today. So you've got some questions for intern Gary. Say good morning to Tiago.
Good morning, Tiago. Am I correct in saying Portugal 2017 winners of the Eurovision Song Contest? Yeah.
Unfortunately, yes, with that terrible song from.
Yeah, I don't like it. El Salvador, his name was something. Yeah, it wasn't very good.
Showing off now.
Yeah.
So there you have this.
It's the only time we won Eurovision, and it was not our proudest moment, I must say. I think this year we have a much better entry with Mimi Cat. But there you go.
Okay, no worries. Okay, so listen, Tiago, over to you. Intern Gary's now going to try and answer your questions. So let's do this. Okay, here we go.
Well, here we go. So my first question might be quite easy. So Sam Ryder almost brought the UK to victory, but when was the last time the UK received 0 points? And with what song?
0 points. So it was Embers by James Newman in the year of 2021 in Amsterdam.
Is that the right
Brilliant.
Answer?
There you go.
There we are. And here's a clip of the song.
Great song, by the way.
It's a terrible song.
No, it was
I thought it was all right.
Song.
Oh, it's awful.
Did not deserve 0 points.
It's John Newman's brother, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, very impressed.
So you got one right. Okay, Tiago, question number two.
There we go. So who won Eurovision in 1969?
Do I need the country or the artist?
I think if you get one country right, you'll do very well.
It's maybe a little
one
clue
country.
For you.
Yeah, does that mean two?
1969.
Did they maybe draw?
I think I know this answer, by the way.
I absolutely do not. So I'm just going to say Germany.
I think that's the wrong answer, Tiago.
It is, unfortunately. Yeah. I think all the countries you could have picked, you could have picked four of them because it was a draw four ways between France, Netherlands, the United Kingdom, and Spain.
I did not know that. That wasn't the year of Sandy Shaw, Puppet on a String.
I have no idea.
All right, you don't know what the year was.
I can't
remember what the entries were. Lulu, wasn't it?
Yeah, Lulu, boom, bang, a bang.
Lulu was for the UK. I know.
It was a four-way tie.
Never knew that before. Okay, well, I'm afraid that's the wrong answer. Okay, question three.
Bring it back.
There we go. This might be a bit easier now, I hope. What is the winning song that received the most douceurs from the jury's countries?
The winning song that received most nilpois.
No,
Deuce. 12. Oh, the highest one. Sorry. Okay.
I think. Was it Ireland?
I'm afraid it wasn't.
Oh.
It was. Or returning queen this year, Loreen.
Oh, Loreen.
Euphoria.
What a great song.
Good song, yeah.
You love that song as well.
I love that song as well.
You should have known that.
I didn't know she got the most douceurs.
There we are. Okay, so that's another.
Can I just ask, is Dupois, is that full marks?
Yes.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yeah, 12. Yeah. 12 is the highest score a country can give you. Yeah. Okay, Tiago, back to you.
There we go. So, probably again, an easier question if you're from this country. How many times has the United Kingdom came second?
Good
one.
I can think of two off the top of my head. That I definitely know. I'm going to say five. I think four or five. I'm going to say five.
Oh, I'm really sorry. Not quite. Nine times.
Nine times?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's quite gutting, actually.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I know, yeah. Okay, the last question.
Come on, you've got this. Bring it back into Gary.
Yeah, you can bring it back. I believe in you.
Thank you.
And I'll give you a hint on this one. So what old winning song did the United Kingdom controversially give no points to?
Oh, what a good question.
I think it's going to be a big... I'm going to say it's like ABBA or something. I'm going to say that we just didn't give any points to ABBA.
Yeah, what was the song?
Waterloo, 1974.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Did we actually not give any points to them?
Wow.
That's shocking.
That is so controversial.
If you voted that year, you should not be able to dance to ABBA. I'm sorry.
That is the greatest Euphoria song ever, I would say.
Euphoria.
Well, you didn't even know that answer.
I didn't know they get the most 12 points. But
so you got that one right. So what was that, 2 out of 5?
2 out of 5.
2 out of 5.
It's not bad.
I wouldn't say the biggest Eurovision fan, then I would say a big Eurovision fan.
Yeah.
Tiago, what are your plans?
So I'm actually heading up to Glasgow, and we're all having a lovely party in a cabin in the middle of nowhere.
Amazing.
That sounds fab. Do you dress up as like your favourite country and stuff, or is that just a cliche?
No. We did look into getting a giant cutout of Loreen to bring with us, but it doesn't fit in the sort of like luggage allowance, so we're going to have to... Just deal with just me. Right.
Oh, I'm sure it'll still be good
you,
fun.
You look confused here, Robin.
Yeah, what is that?
Loreen, the singer.
Oh,
singer.
Right, I see it.
Yeah. So she won in 2012 with Euphoria. She got the most 12 points, by the way. I don't know if you knew that.
Off now.
And then she's
well
back
the
this
quest.
Year with a song called Tattoo. But this year, I don't think Usher's very good, her song.
All right, well, we'll find out. Whatever happens, Tiago, thanks for coming on.
No worries. Thank you so much. Have
all
a
right,
day, guys.
Thanks. Cheers. See you. Bye.
It's Deep Fat Friday. We're frying random stuff. It's Deep Fat Friday. We're frying random stuff. What? It's Deep Fat Friday. We're frying random stuff.
Yes, we're heading outside now to the balcony area of floor 4 at Pure Radio Towers. And there is, dressed in pink, Alana, and with his jacket on, intern Gary, holding a bowl with a chicken Kiev in it.
Yes, he has been coating the chicken Kiev a lot, actually.
So this, of course, was heated by my very own wife this morning.
Your very own wife?
Yes. As a nobody else's wife is available. As a late substitute, because the pretzel that we bought, we were going to deep fry that, and unfortunately it went mouldy. So I think chicken Kiev is good. Looks pretty decent, doesn't it?
It looks lovely. It's taking to the batter very well. I think that's it coated, intern Gary, and he's just about to drop it in now.
Yes, I am.
Let's hear the drop.
Okay, let's have a listen. Into the drop.
Oh, sorry, I dropped off the spin there.
It's going into the deep fat fryer. Oh my god.
Bit of splash back there?
Yeah, a little bit. So, what's happening?
It is looking very well. It's floating. Intern Gary has burned himself a little bit, which
oh, no.
is not
have
good.
You?
Are you all right?
No, it just spat a wee bit onto my hand.
Good job, you're outside if DC Thompson, H&S are listening. That's
H&S.
Health and safety.
Yeah, it's taken to the batter really well, actually. It's bubbling away. It's looking quite good. Looks very unhealthy because, as you know, a chicken Kiev is already slightly, is it breadcrumbed and battered?
Yeah, it is, and then you've got the garlic inside as well. So I would bring two plates through because when you cut into it, all that's going to ooze out.
If I was drunk on a night out and I went into a chip shop or somewhere in Scotland and they were serving this, I would definitely... It looks quite good, nice and greasy.
Yeah, I think this would definitely sort out any sort of hangover you have.
How long do you think then, intern Gary?
Maybe a few more minutes. It's not browning yet. We like to make the batter golden brown, so I'd say... Three, four minutes.
I think you're right there, yeah.
Okay, guys, we'll update you very soon on Pure Radio. We are, oh, that smells good, by the way.
It does. We are
deep fat frying chicken Kiev today because Eurovision is on tomorrow night. Should be in Ukraine, but of course, for obvious reasons, it's not.
Okay, I'm going to start carving up like
a
Christmas
roast.
Dinner.
Yeah.
Now, okay, Alan, do you want to go first?
Yeah, go for it, why not?
Here we go.
Oh, I'm having it on the...
You're having on... you're having it on the fork. Whether you like it or not.
Okay.
Juicy.
Oh, is it hot?
You
alright?
It's not too warm.
Oh.
That's delicious.
It's good.
Is it great? Okay.
Yeah.
I think because it's already battered, it doesn't make a big difference. It's very garlicky. Yeah, no, I really like that. It's delicious.
Right. I'll give it a wee munch now.
Kieran, if you're listening, there'll be no snogging for you tonight.
Oh, cheeky.
Okay.
In turn, Gary. Oh, it's a big... Big bite.
It's falling apart.
You really got much of the batter there.
What do you think?
Yes, a chicken Kiev, yeah.
Why don't you lift the bottom bit and just take a big bite into it?
This bit here?
Yeah, one of the big kind of crunchy bits. Just go for it rather than...
You'll without doubt finish this off today.
Because it does look quite good.
You're going to have this, aren't you?
Have it in your brioche roll.
I could do, yeah.
Yeah.
It's more like
it. Oh, that's better.
What's wrong?
You all right? What's up?
There's something hard in that I can't get my teeth through. It might be a bone.
Oh, it is the bone.
What is
that's the bone.
Bone
it's
there?
On the bone.
What?
Yeah, it's on the bone. That shape.
I've never had a chicken Kiev on the bone.
Yeah, it was on the bone.
Yeah, that was
so
the bone.
So like
it's
breast, like a breastbone.
Are your teeth okay? You can't see.
You alright?
Oh, yeah, fine. I felt it. I was like, that feels a bit strange. And I was like, wait, right. It's a bone.
Yeah, well
okay,
done.
Well. Don't eat that bit, Alana. There's a bone in it. Watch out.
Okay, well, marks out of 10.
So. I think it was delicious. I'm not sure how much the deep frying enhanced the flavour. It maybe needed more batter. I don't even know if that's possible. So I'm going to give that a 8 out of 10.
An 8 out of 10?
I got to agree. It tastes great, but the whole point of
the
deep frying is...
The bone nearly broke your teeth.
Yeah, it's the whole point is how much does it elevate the taste? It didn't really change the taste.
No.
I'm going to have to give it an 8 as well.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
So well, it's good. It's
that's
tasty.
That's not too shabby.